This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you guys all had a pretty good weekend. We have been approaching our weekends a little differently since COVID. Usually on the weekend, there's a party to go to, there's a place to go to dinner, there's a movie to go to. And so my weekends used to always be going out with friends, going to a party, going to see a movie. And now it's, you know, let's just kind of stay in our underwear, in our pajamas, bring in some eats, and watch a movie at home. So when Jungle Cruise came out, I was really, really excited. Because I like Dwayne Johnson. I love Emily Blunt. I love Disney movies. Disney movies are just one of those movies where the whole family will like. And it's so Disney movies are supposed to be free of a lot of this, and I know I'm being naive, but it's supposed to be free from a lot of overdoing it, you know, whether it's with politics or whether it's with, I don't know, you know, the secondary gains that people try to get out of with these movies. And Disney usually has a formula, and the formula has worked. But sadly, the formula has changed, and it's getting harder and harder to enjoy these movies. Now, I enjoyed Jungle Cruise, but it made the same mistake that a whole bunch of movies are making. And the problem I have is, you start to have a good story. You have great dialogue. The script is there. The stars are there. The scenery, the setting, everything is there. And then, all of a sudden in the movie, or any of these movies, they throw some CGI monster paranormal something, and it just, through the arc of the movie, it just then goes downhill. And I want to like a movie from good to bad. One movie, was it 1917? The movie that had to do with World War One, where they tried to make it look like they filmed, you know, in real time, so to speak. You know, it was, maybe that's why I like war movies, because they really can't introduce a monster. They can't really introduce ghosts and sorcerers. And the reason why I bring this up is, when I was a kid, you had Superman, and Superman, trust me, Superman was huge. Because you had Superman, you had Clark Kent, you had Lois Lane, then you had these bad guys that had supernatural powers, and you had the good supernatural, the bad supernatural, etc. Star Wars too, you had spaceship type stuff, and you had a force, you know, but those were supposed to satisfy those needs, right? Other than that, you had like Shaggy D.A. and Jaws and all these other movies that didn't really have as much CGI as, you know, we do now. And so you could pretty much still enjoy a story. There might have been some make-believe, like Freaky Friday and things like that. But for the most part, like Cannonball Run, you had a story. It really relied on the actors. It really relied on the comedy, on the script. And those movies, they crushed. They were great. Die Hard. One of the reasons why Die Hard is my favorite movie is it's an action movie. And they don't have sorcerers and all this make-believe stuff. True, you know, not really the most realistic what John McClane did. But there was enough realism, to it, such that he's at the wrong place, that he's at the wrong time, and he has to use his smarts, that he has to figure out a way to, you know, get through these guys, you know, and, you know, sometimes they might have been stronger than he, sometimes he got his butt kicked, and it just had a little bit more realism. And so for those of us that like to see a fantasy movie or a fantasy series like Game of Thrones, that's great, the dragons and all that, but we don't want it every single movie. Right? We would like an escape from that. We would like to watch a movie or watch something that just has a real good story. I don't know. That's just me. And I get Dumbo flew and Aladdin had a genie, but then fine, just that one thing. But it just seemed like it just hit you so hard with all sorts of, you know, all sorts of make-believe, imaginary stuff that it wasn't a kid movie anymore then. It was just, this is about who has more CGI. It was a peeing contest. And I wonder if kids really need stories that are more real. You know, I'm trying to remember stories that really moved me when I grew up, but it was where somebody had to persist, somebody had to be honest, somebody had to be good, somebody had to be valiant, and they won. Instead, what these movies are teaching kids is the only way you win is if you can overcome a supernatural power and fight off sorcerers and have magic. The average kid doesn't have access to magic. And so they watch these things not going, okay, well, I want to be like this character or I want to be like this person. You know, we want to see our idols, and we want to aspire to something that really, I guess, connects to us. Kids can't connect to somebody who has to wield magic. And I'm not trying to ruin the story for you. I didn't go into any detail. Right? When you see the story, I'm just talking about a bunch of movies together. But, you know, like with Transformers. All right, Mark Wahlberg was a hero, but how can kids relate to that? Because they're not going to be hit with a Transformer. War Games. The reason why War Games was so monumental in the 80s is because, yeah, there might have been this big entity with computers, but again, no magic, no sorcery. You can have magic and sorcery, but maybe a couple of the movies. But every single movie, it just starts to ruin it, especially when it was going so good. That's just my opinion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter? enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new CDC study has found that unvaccinated individuals who have COVID-19 are twice as likely to face reinfection as individuals who have received the vaccine. Now, the study was published as part of the agency's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, and it examined hundreds of residents, finding that the unvaccinated individuals had 2.34 times greater odds of reinfection compared with fully vaccinated individuals. The residents were aged 18 or older and had previous COVID-19 infections in 2020 and experienced a second infection between May and June 2021, the time period that aligns with the emergence and spread of the Delta variant. So they said if you had COVID-19 before, you still need to get vaccinated. This study shows that you are twice as likely to get infected if you are unvaccinated. That's according to Dr. Michelle Walensky from the CDC. She said getting the vaccine is the best way to protect yourself and others around you, especially as the more contagious Delta variant spreads around the country. So, you know, I get that many of you are very, very concerned because you have been working on your natural immunity. You have been sleeping well. You have been eating well. You have been taking your vitamins, trying to eat as many fruits and vegetables, trying to keep your weight down, avoiding high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and because you want to have natural immunity to this virus. We don't have a study on our super immuners, which I'd like to call you guys. We don't have a study on how many of our super immuners are getting sick. But we do have numbers on unvaccinated. So I don't want to say all the unvaccinated were overweight and ate junk food. We have no idea what the unvaccinated, you know, well, I mean, we could if we did a study and we took a look at all their records and interviewed each and every one. But sadly, we only have these reports coming out of the CDC saying, look, you know, your natural immunity doesn't do as much as would like it to. And so I get that's frustrating. But for those of you who have been vaccinated, I really do feel that it is protective to a much better degree than non-vaccinated. This Delta variant is far more transmissible than other strains thus far. Dr. Walensky noted that in mid-July, the variant was spreading with incredible efficiency and now represents more than 83% of the virus circulating in the United States. This is despite masks. This is despite vaccinations. This virus is still spreading. So the CDC stressed that the COVID-19 vaccines remain safe and effective and are the best way to prevent infection. So the MMRW also published a study that pointed to the success of the vaccines at preventing COVID-19-related hospitalizations among the highest-risk age groups. Now, we have a second study indicating that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for adults aged 65 to 74 were 96% effective in preventing hospitalization. Now, that figure dropped only slightly to 91% in populations over 75 years of age. The Janssen, Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 85% effective in both age groups. So if you are a senior, we are noticing that this vaccine is doing pretty darn good for you guys. They say the effectiveness is still more than double the effectiveness of an average flu shot. In 2019 to 2020, it was about 39% effective. On a good year, the flu shot is only, on a good year, 60% effective. So as this virus is starting to affect more younger individuals, older individuals aren't in the clear, but if they do have a vaccine, they're looking like they're in pretty good shape. My mom got vaccinated. I'm happy about that. What I'm not happy about, though, are the mandates that keep being brought up and apparently threatened that there's going to be more mandates, how employers are going to feel coerced, and how Americans are going to kind of get beaten up, you know, figuratively, and their liberties reduced if they don't vaccinate. Yet, more than 18% of migrant families and 20% of unaccompanied minors who recently crossed the U.S. border apparently tested positive for COVID. Now, this comes from NBC News. They said over the past 2 to 3 weeks, they have found at least 18% to 20% of migrant families and kids COVID positive. Some flights scheduled to deport migrants had more than 25% of passengers test positive before departure. That led Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove those migrants from the flights for quarantine in the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security document does not give precise dates or say how many migrants were tested. So that's the other thing. If not every migrant was tested, then this percentage is only on the ones that we know about. If a migrant snuck over, or if a mule carried people over and didn't, obviously they didn't check in going, hey guys, I just wanted to let you know these people are here illegally, test them, then my guess is the number is even higher. They said migrants are not tested for COVID in Border Patrol custody unless they show symptoms, but all are tested when they leave Border Patrol custody, according to DHS officials. Immigrants who are allowed to stay in the U.S. to claim asylum are given tests when they are transferred to ICE, Health and Human Services, or non-governmental organizations. Deportees who are scheduled to be put on planes out of the U.S. are tested for COVID and other infectious diseases by ICE. As of Wednesday, more than 15,000 migrants were in Border Patrol custody. If a migrant who is about to be deported by ICE tests positive for COVID, the migrant is quarantined and deportation is delayed, according to DHS. The document refers specifically to those migrants chosen for expedited removal, meaning they were deported soon after they crossed or attempted to cross the U.S. border. But positivity rates have increased. The document also recommends DHS provide more medical staffing at border processing facilities, citing one in the Rio Grande Valley where three EMTs were responsible for 3,000 migrants. That's ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous. And we could say, well, just send more healthcare workers there. Aren't we having healthcare worker issues in current hospitals, in current facilities? We're already on a skeleton crew. Where are the, you know, the border is so big. You know, where is the government putting in more? I mean, I'm not saying they have to do it exactly like Trump, but I think, you know, why don't we have some similar measures in place until the pandemic quiets down? But anyway, a second DHS document prepared this week for the White House says high positivity rates are straining the capacity of the NGOs and local governments that DHS currently partners with to care for them. That document attributes the rise of COVID among undocumented migrants to highly transmissible Delta variant combined with lengthier stays in crowded facilities. The high rates have triggered emergency meetings between the White House, HHS, and DHS this week. So what are they doing about it? So in a statement, a White House spokesperson said DHS and CBP, Customs Border Patrol, takes its responsibility to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and other diseases very seriously. They provide migrants who can't be expelled or are awaiting processing with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody. The migrants are required to keep masks on at all times, including when they are transferred or in the process of being released. If anyone exhibits signs of illness in custody, they refer to local health systems for appropriate testing, diagnosis, isolation, and treatment. Well, if local health systems are the medical clinics and hospitals on the border, then how are they taking care of the people in those communities, like Laredo, Texas? The Biden administration is considering testing all migrants in Border Patrol custody, according to another document, but they don't have the testing capability we're hearing. They say such testing would lead to further bottlenecks in the Border Patrol's facilities. Deputy Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz says, as you can see, we're already overwhelmed. He stands next to a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, where hundreds of migrants have been held at a time, sleeping on the ground. Border processing facilities are stretched six times past their capacity. So the very soft, please don't come, you know, please don't, that unfortunately is not, you know, is not doing much to deter people from wanting to flee to the United States. And mind you, I'm not sure what these other countries are doing and why they aren't taking care of their own. But if these countries are dealing with what America's dealing with, not enough healthcare facilities, not enough hospital beds, not enough vaccines, not enough jobs, they might be saying, fine, go to America. I told you I've been watching cases in Mexico. Mexico is still having their surge of cases. Of course, the U.S., their hospitalizations have now tripled in the last couple weeks. So, you know, we're only good to other countries if we ourselves are strong and healthy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a terrible bill, and this is yet another inflation bomb dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee speaking there on Fox News as the Senate is continuing to inch closer to final passage of that $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Some privacy advocates not happy with parts of the bill as now automakers would be required to install breathalyzers or other anti-drunk driving technology in all new vehicles within the next decade under the terms of the 2,700-page bill. Pfizer is looking to get full FDA authorization of its COVID vaccine. Johns Hopkins University reporting on Sunday there were 24,234 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 111 people died from coronavirus. USA Radio News. The impeachment investigation into New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is moving forward on Monday. A member of the governor's staff also announces she's moving on.
The top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned in the wake of an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment and possible criminal activity by the governor. The New York Times reporting that Melissa DeRosa offered her resignation in a statement where she called the last 2 years, quote, emotionally and mentally trying. DeRosa was mentioned in a report from an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo, where she was accused of leading retaliatory efforts against one of the governor's accusers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another deadly weekend in Chicago. Police say at least 72 people were shot and 11 were killed. Two of the victims are police officers. They were shot during a traffic stop Saturday night. A 29-year-old woman did not survive. Her partner remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
So I'm excited to have our next guest. We're currently, our producers are getting him set, Dr. Kevin Hsu, who is the author of Bad Love Medicine, as well as multiple works. This is fantastic because he is a board-certified cancer specialist. He has been in private practice of radiation oncology over the last 34 years. But he, and I know people don't think doctors are pretty creative, but he definitely breaks the mold and is also a best-selling author. As we're celebrating National Book Lovers Day, I am very honored to have Dr. Kevin Hsu. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here with you, and it's actually pronounced Hsu-y.
Hsu-y.
So, but anyway, I'm just thrilled to be on the air with you.
I think it's fantastic. And, you know, radiation oncology, that is no easy field. I'm sure you've been, working 18-hour days. It's with everything that you've been doing, how did you even have time to become a best-selling author?
You know, it's a great question. I actually wrote book one in 90 days, starting in January of 2019. I finished writing in April, and the book was published in September. I had six publishers accept the book for publication. I was, I always tell when I interviewed, I felt like I was struck by lightning. I mean, I'm a World War II history buff, and I was reading a story about the Phantom Fortress, which was this plane that landed all by itself in World War II. And, it was a B-17 four-engine bomber. And they went, they waited 20 minutes. The plane sits there in the runway with all its engines running. It's a true story.
Wow.
And they go out, and there's parachutes lined up against the fuselage, candy wrappers open, leather flight jackets on the floor, and there's not a soul on board. And I'm a fan of time travel, have been since I was, a little kid. And my oldest sister, who actually has been treated for breast cancer, she and I shared that love of time travel. And I'm like, gosh, there could have been time travelers on that plane that got zapped back before the British officer goes to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a spark, it was like a spark went off in my soul. And so I wrote the first book, Bad Love Strikes, and I based it off my childhood gang. Nine of the Bad Love gang members are based on real people. And, we all had nicknames, and my nickname growing up is Bubble Butt or BB. So Bubble Butt is the narrator of the Bad Love book series, including the newest book we're talking about, Bad Love Medicine.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. See, I love history. And, World War II, Winston Churchill was brought up in your books. So, you're mixing not only, realism, but also with, the creativity of a good story. What would then Bad Love Medicine bring to the series? What is the medicine part of the story arc?
Yeah, so I looked on your website, and I found out you're a board certified family practice doctor. So this even makes it more interesting. So in the first book, one of the characters falls in love with an 18-year-old Jewish girl that they're rescuing from the Holocaust, and kind of unknown to him until later on when they're checking out what happened to the people they rescued. She got pregnant, and so he has a 30-year-old son by this woman, and he's only 17 years old or 18 years old.
Oh.
And so they find out that the woman he fell in love with has breast cancer. She's only 49, 50 years old. And so anyway, the first four books are kind of linked by this story. His nickname, by the way, is Meatball, and her name is Hannah. And so, anyway, they find out that Hannah carries, she's an Ashkenazi Jew, and she carries the BRCA1, BRCA2 mutations for breast cancer, and that's why she gets breast cancer at such a young age. So they embark on this journey to try to find the cure for Hannah. And they actually, in the third book, they get the permission from President Ford to use the White Hole time travel machine to try and attempt intergalactic space travel. And so they go to a distant planet called Azor, and they actually get the cure. They get, the genetic cure for inherited breast cancer, which isn't so much science fiction, right? I mean, now that we have targetable and actionable mutations in cancer, we're learning how to treat those. So it's science fiction, but is it really?
And you know, Dr. Shuey, I find that amazing how, with your background in radiation oncology, and you've seen it all, I mean, and you have seen what people couldn't believe could happen in the field of cancer. You see that, but your mind is also very open to the supernatural and paranormal. You know, do you really feel that there are things beyond this earth that we can use to fight cancer and modern medical maladies?
Well, I don't believe that we're the only higher intelligent beings in the universe. If you really study about the depth and the extent of the universe, I mean, in my book, the book Bad Love Beyond, I really talk about this. And I talk about things in a very scientific and historical accurate way. But even if we just had 1 to 2 planets per galaxy capable of supporting life, there still are going to be millions upon millions of possibilities of planets that have evolved just like Earth. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, the answer to your question is yes. Mm-hmm. I really think it's very possible. It's just a matter of timing, right? I mean,
absolutely.
some of these civilizations come and go, just like planet Earth could come and go over the course of 10 or 100 million years, and it's a matter of timing whether they actually communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my nickname was Bubble Butt in school, so I think you and I have a common bond. And although they didn't call me BB, they called me Bubble Butt. In the last minute or so, you actually do things for cancer survivors. You write skits. What do you do? That's fantastic what you do for your patients.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Well, the first Sunday of every year is Cancer Survivors Day, so I write skits that are based on a theme. The last time we were able to do it was 2019. We didn't do it this year or last year because of COVID-19, but our last theme was Guardians of Survival. So I mm-hmm. came dressed as Star-Lord,
nice.
You know, and we had Rocket and Groot, and they're all doctors. We're all up there on the stage just making total fools of ourselves.
Love
in front
it.
Of 1,000 patients. Which is great. And so it always has a musical theme. So the doctors ask each other questions, and the answers to the questions are clips from songs from whatever era we're talking about. Of course, Guardians of the Galaxy has great mm-hmm. music from the mm-hmm. 60s and 70s. So anyway, and we dance and we lip sync, and it's hilarious.
I love it. Dr. Shuey, how can people find your books and find out more about you?
So, you know, follow me on Instagram at Real Kevin Shuey, and then my authors, so that's KevinSchewe, and then I have a website, kevinshuey.com, and you can go to the buy section on the website. It'll take you to Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Fantastic.
The first three books are even on audio. They're on Kindle, audio, paperback, hardcover. And the new book is out on Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. It'll be out on.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Shuey. Can't wait to have you back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, my producer, for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we know in the NFL people are getting a little bit grumpy because of the new vaccine mandate rules, even though they're not, the NFL isn't technically mandating the vaccine. What the NFL has done, it said if any of your unvaccinated players cause a COVID outbreak and that team has to forfeit the game. It is a forfeit. They're financially responsible. The other team gets a win. And it's alleged to be written, she's probably done. Yet if somebody vaccinated spreads the virus and gets other people sick, it's okay. So, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, Matthew Judon, Derek Anderson, Sheehan, a lot of players. I think Dak Prescott is still laying low and not telling everybody his vaccination status. He has a shoulder issue going on right now. Maybe he did get the vaccine. The shoulder was a little sore. I don't know. But I don't think we've heard if Dak Prescott from the Dallas Cowboys has gotten his vaccine or not. But if a player is unvaccinated, it kind of puts the team at risk, not only for spread of COVID, even though vaccinated players can spread it too, but also in financially and in terms of risking, if anybody gets sick, then the game gets thrown. So the only thing that's going to be the saving grace for those people that don't want their rights violated and being, you feel forced they have to get a shot, which many of them said, Derek Anderson said, this is total B-blank NFL. So if a vaccinated player contracts, which they will, no consequences. That's ridiculous. Forcing guys to get an emergency use vax that's unproven is bull crap. Can't say the word. Let them make their own decisions. Would retire tomorrow if I was still playing. So a lot of people have spoken out about this because vaccinated individuals can spread the virus as well. So it begs the question, will these mandates hold water? I've been bringing this up on the show before. If vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus and you are being told by your employer that you have to get vaccinated so you don't spread the virus, then how does the legal system not see the irony or, you know, see the fault in that argument? Now, the reason why these mandates are still going to go forward is because we spoke about that 1905 case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. The Supreme Court upheld a government's right to mandate the smallpox vaccine, saying, quote, as a community has the right to protect itself against an epidemic of disease which threatens the safety of its members. I think he was going to be fined $5 for not getting the smallpox vaccine. He tried to fight it because he didn't want anything, his body exposed to anything, and the Supreme Court ruled against him. They did not say it was an individual right. The government can do that in the name of public health. Now, I get very nervous about that sort of interpretation, because what if we have a food shortage? What if we have an overpopulation problem? Does that mean the government has a right to force abortion? Does that mean the government has a right to force sterilization? Force birth control? See, that was, and again, this was 1905. But this is part of where eugenics came from, where if somebody had mental illness, they were in America sterilized, so they couldn't give birth and have a possible mentally ill child. Well, this is where Hitler, you know, got his inspiration to, well, Jews and homosexuals and gypsies are inferior. They need to stop procreating. We need to get them off this earth. So in the name of public health, we need to be very, very careful. Now, mind you, I support the vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccine does help save lives. But I won't be pro-mandating it. So this Supreme Court precedence is what's being used and what's being touted as full legal carte blanche of being able to force and mandate a vaccine. But is it, if vaccinated individuals are spreading the virus, you're going to have to come up with a better reason to mandate, all right? I would get the flu shot because I didn't want to spread flu. Yet I still wore a mask in my practice because I knew me being vaccinated, I could still carry the virus and give it back to somebody else. Now, I get they don't want somebody with active flu coughing and sneezing, so they want to make sure you don't get the flu, but the flu shot on a good year is only 60% effective. So there's a chance that people still went to work, despite there being flu shots, with flu. Just like with COVID. Vaccinated individuals, they can walk around with COVID. We know that. So how do you say that you can go to work and you can't? Well, because you could spread the virus, so can the vaccinated person. Now, if a boss, let's say, wants you to protect your life, let's say a boss wants to make sure that me, Dr. Dahlia, won't get sick from COVID and die. And they go, look, I don't want any of my employees dying. And the vaccines have a great success rate in terms of keeping people out of the hospital and keeping people from dying more than unvaccinated, so I want this for you. It's a little overreaching. You're in my business. But a boss could technically do that, and I could tell a boss of yours. Just like right now, people can tell their bosses, I'm not going to do this. The problem is like with the NFL players, where else do they go? There's not another NFL. If you work for a hospital, all these hospital systems are saying, sorry, you have to show proof of vaccine, where do they go? Now, I find that this is going to be a very, very hot button topic, and people are going to be very frustrated at where this goes, especially in terms of masking, unmasking, and people are going to want more data. So we talked about what happened in Massachusetts. In Barnstable County, there were a lot of large public events. There were 469 COVID cases identified. 346 happened in fully vaccinated people. So does that mean that vaccinated people were the ones that spread it, or could an unvaccinated person have spread it first? Well, do we have the studies? Do we have the capability to figure out who was patient zero? If we did, wouldn't we have the data back from China? Wouldn't we know now from China where patient zero came from? I think we do have those means. But we have a variant. We have a variant that is outsmarting the vaccine. They're outsmarting the masks. And so government is going to double down. And they're going to want, even though we're at the 70% mark of at least 70% having had at least one shot in their system, there's going to be this push to have more. And so employers technically have that protection in law that they could say, look, you don't come to work without a vaccine. But as we see more variant spread, which we've been seeing this whole time, as we're seeing that vaccinated individuals are spreading it back and forth, I think they're going to have a much tougher time supporting that as the reason. Personally, private employers could do what they want. Now, in terms of firing you, are they going to get in trouble with the ADA and the Civil Rights Act? They can't. If you notice, every single mandate has also exemptions. They have to offer exemptions for religion so they don't violate the Civil Rights Act, and for Americans with Disabilities Act. If you have long COVID and you're having trouble breathing and you can't have a mask on your face, that boss can get sued if they don't allow you to breathe and give you accommodations with a mask. So, you know, these lawyers, I think it's still going to take some time for them to go back and forth with this. But right now, it's a whole big cluster. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.